Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on what is true faith. Now, for the last few weeks, we have been talking about us not being the source of our faith. You know, there's nothing in us that is the source of anything in God unless the Lord puts it in us. Everything we are in God has been carefully placed in us. Then it's been nurtured and watered by the Holy Spirit till a few shoots of fruit began to grow. All that we are in God is for His good pleasure. And the more we open up to Him and allow His dealings and judgments in our lives, the more we will be able to comprehend what God's plan and will for our life is. I would say what God has for us individually is probably one of the greatest mysteries we have to discover in our daily living. Even my sweet and beautiful wife, Karen, has a plan and a purpose for her life that is thankfully intersects with the plan and the purpose God has for my life. You know, and the longer we are married, the more I can see God's plan for our lives. God made Karen a wonderful, a beautiful wife, a mother, a grandmother, a homemaker, and a godly woman. Where God made me a husband, a father, a grandfather, a planner, a Bible teacher, and a godly man. The common denominators are two things. One, God, of course, and the second is relationship. And out of our relationship with God, we find meaning and contentment in what God is doing in our lives individually and out from us jointly, then into ministry. Now, again, what this begins to do is to open up a meaning of faith that we need to talk about today. Believe it or not, faith is a relationship word. Let me say that again. Faith is a relationship word. Now, that relationship begins to be established when God can reveal Himself in ways to us, whether it be through Scripture or through circumstances into our lives. God speaks, so He begins to reveal, and this really means that God is initiating, or He could be continuing, a relationship with us. If we hear and faith is increased, our relationship with God is increased. Let me say that again. This is very, very important. If we hear and faith is increased, our relationship with God then is increased. Did you get that? Faith is a relationship. It is a relationship with God of faith. And as I noted, this is initiated not by us, but by God when He brings light, when He brings revelation, or when He speaks and reveals the truth. And of course, the greatest truth is the truth about Himself. Now, this is a big if, we can embrace the light and the truth which God brings, then the reality of faith will come to be in us individually. Do you know the word if is one of the most important words in the Bible? Oh, yes, it is. It's small, but if always sets the stage for receiving from God. If always sets the stage of the condition God sets for us to be able to receive the promise from God. If we do this, whatever, then we will get this, whatever. For example, in Isaiah 1:19-20, God told Israel, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." Verse 20. "But if ye refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." The condition, being willing and obedient. The promise, from God, "You shall eat the good of the land." Every promise from God is a condition we must meet. Even the bad thing, the bad promises from God. Verse 20, the condition, "If ye refuse and rebel," the promise, "you shall be devoured with the sword." You know, we always think God's promises are good, a really, really wonderful blessing from God. Well, I think, my friend, you know, a good smack on the butt from God will carry us much further down the spiritual road than getting a new car or a new house or whatever. Can I get a big amen there? Oh, probably not, but no matter, still, my friend, my words are very true. So, how many see that whatever must come to be in us is not initiated from us? No, it is initiated from God. Faith is a result of God speaking and us hearing. And what is born of faith is of God that is in us. Jesus tells us in 1 John 5:4, now listen closely, my friend, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. This verse does not qualify what whatsoever it is. No, it doesn't. Anything, no matter what it is, that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And what is that victory? Why, it's the last two words in that verse. Wow, even our faith. In the original translation, the word even was not present. It was added later. So it is our faith that is the victory that overcomes the world. Amen? Now notice something here, just as an aside. Romans 10:17 clearly states that faith cometh by hearing God, and yet we hear the word of faith heresy teachers deny this openly. I have heard a very well-known word of faith founder from Oklahoma say that faith is a force that we must generate up to God. No, that's a lie. Even more, if it is possible, of a lie, I heard another word of faith teacher from overseas in China say that if we just confess with our mouth over and over and over again certain things, then eventually this will create faith in us. Well, no, these are all lies. Take heed to yourself, my friend. Believe not these liars of the word of faith teachers. Oh, no. Faith does not repeat, does not come by speaking. Even if we speak the same things or repeat scripture over and over and over again until we know them in our sleep. Nor can we pray back scripture to God to get Him to do things for us. God does not repeat, does not work that way. And doing things for God does not repeat, does not mean that we have faith in God. We cannot birth faith by doing this or doing that. Faith does not come, repeat, does not come by us doing or speaking. Oh no, faith cometh to be in us by us hearing what God speaks to us. This is so clear and so obvious, and we need to wrap our hearts and our minds around this. God Almighty says that He is going to be speaking and seeking to guide us into and not just to all truth. Now, there's a difference here, my friend, between into all truths and to all truth. Wow. There is, amen? In Revelation 3:20, it says Jesus is standing at the door and knocking. And if, there's that word if again, anyone hears His voice and opens the door, I will come into him. Not to him, but I will come into him. And we need to hear, we need to embrace this truth. Now, what does that mean? It means, I hope you are sitting down, my friend, when God begins to unfold Himself, when He begins to speak to us, then we need to surrender to Him. Wow, we need to surrender to Him. Next week, we'll begin to look at truth makes, at truth makes hearing possible. Let me say that again. We'll begin to look at that truth makes hearing possible in our lives. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and praying that this teaching is filling your hearts with faith and truth, and as God, allow God to speak to you, that you will be conformed into the character and the image more of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ. More next week on what is true faith. Amen.